everyone, this is Kari, the summer pastoral resident. So glad you found us here, whether you're listening on a podcast or watching through a video. This is PRPC's weekly message that we put out. We're so glad that you're joining us this way. We'd love to see you in person at church as well. Today, we are starting the second week of our month-long sermon series about the seasons. Today, we'll be talking about spring. Our text comes from the Book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. Listen now for the word of God to you today. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. This is the word of God for you and for me. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? God, may the meditations of all our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So the first time I really appreciated spring was my first semester of college. Having grown up in the Midwest Iowa tundra, I was used to the bone-chilling cold and snow that piled so high until March. In fact, I loved it and still do, as you might have seen on our social media posts about winter hot takes. Check out that video if you haven't. But winter felt a lot harder when I didn't have a car to transport myself and I had to walk everywhere in the cold, slushy, freezing, icy 10 by 10 minute college campus. I was in college around this area during the great polar vortex. And if you can remember, people were literally throwing boiling water outside and watching it freeze in midair. I'm not gonna lie, even as a winter lover, Chicago winters that sometimes used to go long into March and April are tough. So when I would be walking to classes, trying not to slip on that 2-inch thick ice, it felt almost like a miracle to see the first shoots of green coming up out of the earth. Or the tiny buds that were barely starting to form on trees. It was like I'd forgotten every year that yes, spring does come again. Sometimes another freak snowstorm or cold front would sneak in, but those little green shoots were oh so resilient. So small, they filled all of us in college, those of us walking, with an expectant hope that spring was coming. The sun was coming and things were growing. So as Amanda mentioned last week at the start of our season's sermon series, sometimes our lives can replicate or resonate with the four seasons of earth that God created. Seasons that each bring something needed for the earth and all of creation, and also bring us good reflection to our own lives. When I think about spring, I can't help but be drawn back to those moments when I tangibly saw and felt this new energy, a new hope that spring brought. that spark of green in the black and white landscape here in the Midwest. The promise that life was growing deep within the soil and that change was coming. Something new was happening after a long period of barrenness, rest, darkness, and loneliness. Now, that longing for hope or that longing for new life is a deep yearning inside us all as humans, especially after a period of still, period of darkness, or a period of sorrow. In fact, our scripture reading today, coming from the book of Lamentations, this small book of poetry talks about this. The author and people to whom Lamentations was written were in the midst of their own winter, hoping for the promise of spring. It's five chapters of what we often call lament, which is a type of prayer found in scripture which explicitly cries out in sorrow and grief, asking God for help in trouble, sorrow, grief. It can be surprisingly direct and almost sacrilegious, a desperate crying out for God. Now, when this text was written, the Hebrew people's land had been decimated by a larger empire and kingdom. Their place of worship, like our church, had been demolished, and their leaders had been taken captive to a different land. They were in the depths of despair, in their own valley of the shadow of death. But when we look to chapter 3 out of the 5 in this poem of desperate prayer and lament, the tune changes. The speaker remembers the promises that God has spoken to God's people, saying, "When I think of this, I have hope that God's kindness and love never fail. That in fact, God's love is renewed every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. Because of this, I will expect God. I will hope for God." The speaker says it is good to expect the new life that God will bring. I can't help but think that these few verses in chapter 3 of one of the most heartbreaking books of the Bible is a quiet hope and promise of spring. It's like that first warm day in March, where the sun seems to be just a bit brighter. And everyone, especially teen boys for some reason, run outside in shorts and t-shirts in like 40 degree weather. It's like when all the other plants are bare outside, looking like skeletons, except for one blossoming branch on a tree. It is in this act of remembering spring, this act of remembering the promises of new life with God, that our hearts have hope. That the speaker of Lamentations has a moment of reprieve in their darkest hour. Remembering that this is a pattern and a promise of God. God does not leave dead things dead. God is a God of life, of making all things new, of new mercies each morning. But like the people of Lamentations, pain and death, trauma, grief, isolation, loneliness, the list goes on and on and on. These things cannot be ignored. And one of the most significant things that we can glean from this sorrowful book of Lamentations is that it is only when we have space to acknowledge our pain that we can remember and recall the promises of God. That God cares that you bring this pain to God. It's shown right here in our text that the memories of winter bring bitterness and gall, and which in a more modern term brings sorrow and something like poison into our bodies. Can you believe that they're saying this to God? That They're saying, I remember them and my soul is downcast within me. Our holy text cries out in pain to God, in anger, in sadness, in confusion, in exhaustion. And it is in this honesty of the death that winter seems to bring that God's life is found. Now, last summer, I had the honor of speaking with a woman who thought she was having a heart attack in the emergency room of the hospital. In that small, dark room with chaos just beyond the busy emergency department a few paces away, we started talking about her life together, about her sister, who had died months earlier, and the grief and sadness that she hadn't allowed herself to feel. Because she needed to take care of her family, she didn't have time. And she was angry at her sister for leaving her. All these things I myself have felt in my own life before, and that we all fall into. I asked her if she ever told God about these things, these hurts. She looked at me in shock, saying, I didn't think we were allowed to do that. Does the Bible really say that? I opened up my Bible to Psalm 13, which cries out to God, how long? How long, O Lord? How long will you hide your face from me? Now, shortly after reading this, the doctor comes in and says that all the woman's tests came back well, that there was nothing physically wrong happening within her body. This woman looked reflectively and said, I think I had never let myself grieve my sister. I feel perfectly fine now. Her winter was consuming her. And somehow, some way, in the midst of her own lament, new life was found. Now, it is normal to have these seasons, but friends, God is not absent from those seasons. And it is out of those moments when sometimes God does God's best work, the work of bringing new life, the work of spring. Friends, the reality is that although we get glimpses of this beautiful spring, of those small shoots of spring, spring can also bring uncertainty. When we know something is brewing in our lives, like a tiny sprout just breaking out of the ground, but then a freak snowstorm appears in May, which happens sometimes. Sometimes a new opportunity proves more difficult than your original path. Sometimes the new reality of life after a diagnosis or surgery is good, but life is still really hard after. Trying to figure out a new way of living. Sometimes we so clearly know that God has called ourselves somewhere or to something, but that path seems filled with more complications than expected. I find relief if we were to read further on in Lamentations, because that freak snowstorm, that torrential spring rain shows up there too. After chapter 3, the book turns back to heartbreaking lament for 2 more chapters. Shouldn't we be able to remain in hope? Remain in this new life that God promises us? Friends, spring brings us the first taste of hope. And the good news is that it reminds us that God is in the habit of resurrecting dead things to life, of bringing spring after a hard winter. Even when we might believe that spring will never come again, when it feels impossible. It is written in the DNA of us as Christians. We celebrate it every Easter, that for 3 days, Jesus was dead. It was the dark of winter with no hope of spring. But Saturday ended, And Sunday morning's new mercy appeared in Jesus. Now, one of my favorite traditions of my last church is something that we call the flowering of the cross. And a picture will be shown if you are able to view it. So on Easter morning, people from everywhere are invited to place fresh flowers on the cross. So this very thing that brought death to Jesus and despair to his friends, family, and community, filled with new life and beauty, filled with spring. It is a reminder, like the great hymn said, that morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hast provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. It is the promise that spring comes after winter. It is the promise of hope, and it is the promise of life. Spring reminds us that God comes with the hope of new life, even after the harsh winter, even amid sorrow, lament, pain, emptiness, and loneliness. The miracle of spring is something promised to us. Friends, where might new shoots of God's new mercies be in your own life? Amen.